Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. How may I help you today?
JT, I did a survey online, and it looked like I was going to be able to win a Dyson V11. And it said there was a shipping charge of like $495, but I could barely see it on my phone when I was doing the stuff. And then toward the end, I noticed that I was being charged for $39.85 on my credit card to start a meal plan app. And there was nothing about the survey initially that stated anything about that when I signed up to get the Dyson thing.
Right. All right. Well, may I have your zip code so I can see into your account, sir?
Okay. The zip code is 46201.
Thank you, sir. And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is John. Last name is Tobias.
Thank you, sir. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. I found an account matching that name. I've opened up that account now. I do see an address here. To get through the security bypass, that's the protocol. Can you verify the address that we have on file for this account, sir?
Well, I'll start with the number. It's 1321.
All right, sir. And can you provide that street address so I can make sure it matches the one on here?
Well, if you should be verifying that with me. I'm telling you what the number is, and then there is either a north or a south, and then a name of the street.
Right, sir. But for me to provide the app information on this account, I would need you to verify that. Since
All right, it's 1321 North Oxford Street, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, sir. I do see here where you did it today. For that vacuum, for the meal plan, I have no idea why that meal plan is actually coming up. Because I don't know why that Dyson is coming up when what you're paying for is a meal plan and not that Dyson. Because I don't know why Dyson keeps going and putting our phone up, putting our accounts with this daggone meal plan. They know they don't have a $4 Dyson, yet they punt it with, all right. Well, and I'm guessing you got, once you did this, you received maybe a notification of an email being sent to you, sir?
No, I didn't get an email yet on my phone. That hasn't popped up. But the problem is with this is the Dyson was – there was several different things that I could pick to get that were supposed to be awarded for me doing the survey. And there was a bunch of questions that needed to be answered, and I asked them as honestly as I could. And then at the end, it looked like I had a four-digit price on my billing. And then it also, after the screen kind of cleared, I mean, at the bottom of the screen right now, after it says complete my order. I scrolled up and my Dyson thing is sitting there. And supposedly all I had to do was pay for shipping for the Dyson to get to me. Mm-hmm. That's what's weird. But there was other things. There was like a special kind of mag light. Then there was another one that was a light, a pen, a opener. Mm-hmm. So you could open a bottle with it. And then it had some kind of knife. And it would also, you could break glass with it. But it was just like a long, sturdy pen. Mm-hmm. And there was other options that I could choose. But there was nothing before me signing up for paying for the shipping until I completed the order. And then at the very bottom, it says today's charge will be $39.85. And it says you will gain admittance to our sponsor's meal planning app on a monthly subscription. And that wasn't even up above any of the information that I'd read until I got to the very end and I put my credit card information in the system. That's why I'm mad. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I was listening to your situation, and I do understand why you're mad, because it wasn't listed there, and I'm pretty sure you weren't really interested in getting a meal plan because you were interested in getting the Dyson vacuum. Even though the meal plan does make like meal recipes and things of that nature, and gives you like lifestyle journals to help you with informed foods, but you want the vacuum. So let me see what I can do for you. Give me one brief moment, sir. Give me one more brief moment, sir.
All right.
Actually, okay, sir, I was actually going through our database to see what I can fix that $39.85, and that actually, that $39.85, you were actually entered into that contest to win that vacuum, sir. That's why I'm seeing what that $39.85 is, but you're also given the meal plan for that monthly subscription, but that $39.85 is like a gateway to, you know, get the vacuum. That's why that charge went up. So you still have a chance to get that vacuum. You still have the opportunity to get that vacuum. Give me one brief moment, because that sounded weird how when you were explaining it, because it didn't say anything about the meal plan, nothing. Now,
there
I've seen
was nothing on. Yeah, there was nothing about signing up for a meal plan any place. And then after I finished everything and it was computed into the system, then above the area that I filled out for my information and my credit card and stuff, mm-hmm. there was a paragraph about the thank you for entering the sweepstakes. Sweepstakes, no purchase is necessary. Sign up below for a special offer to get an ultimate healthy meal planning app which includes a suite of tools to improve a healthy lifestyle, so on. That never came up until after my credit card information was put in.
Right. The $39.85 isn't for the meal plan. That's actually for the contest for the vacuum. That's for that. That's for the sweepstakes for the vacuum. That's not for the meal plan. The meal plan actually is just an add-on. But I can give you that meal plan after that entry contest. Every month after that, every 30 days after that, then you would be put on. You know, that's when your subscription will start. Your subscription has started, but you didn't pay for this first-time subscription. You just paid for that contrasted entry for the vacuum.
The vacuum wasn't listed as $39.85.
Yes, it was listed. That was the shipping handling for just to get it shipped to you. This is the contest entry, so where you're only paying for that contest, you're paying for that vacuum, well, not for the full price of the vacuum, but paying to get the sweepstakes for the vacuum, and you also get an additional meal plan. But I can give you that at a discounted rate for a future, if you wanted to keep the meal plan after you got the vacuum, I can give you a discount rate of 50%. That would be permanent.
Well, but see, I don't need any meal plans because, unfortunately, I have a disease called achalasia that I just had an operation on.
Mm-hmm.
And my weight's cleared down to 175 pounds, and I'm a 6 foot tall person. I'm at the weight that I was when I graduated high school.
Ooh.
So I don't need to lose any more weight. I don't need a healthy meal plan. Because, well, unfortunately, I can't even eat regular food right yet.
That's horrible. Well, I can go ahead and cancel your account, so give me one brief moment. You're still in that sweepstakes. Let me see. Give me one brief moment while I begin that cancellation process, sir.
All right. And I'll give you the name of the disease that I got because it's not a curable disease. It's something that's manageable because it gets misdiagnosed a lot. Some people get diagnosed without having acid reflux or GERD, and that's not what it is. But it took them a year and a half to find out what I had.
Oh, wow. A year and a half? That's too long.
Yep.
That is too long.
Yep, I could have died.
Exactly. Are you searching up what I have on Google? I am laying here dead on the toilet. Okay, sir. Well, I have completely canceled that out your account. So you're not going to receive any more billing whatsoever. And I do have your cancellation number. If you have a pen and paper, I can give that to you now, sir.
Okay. What's the cancellation number?
All right, sir. The cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 919-284-09. The last number is 3.
Okay, and that was C as in cat, 919-284-093.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm not going to see a charge from my credit card. Is that correct?
No more, sir. Except for that one that went through today, is that $39.85 is the only one that you will be seeing. But after that, your account has been completely canceled, so you don't have to worry about any further charges whatsoever. And I've
okay.
also notated
that. I'm even canceling this within 24 hours after I put this into the system. I want my $39.85 back.
Well, it already went through, but I can give you, since it's still contest entry, I can give you a 75% refund for that $39.85 since you did enter the contest and canceling early. I can't give you a 75% refund for that, sir, and I can't issue that right now.
Well, I will go talk to my bank, and it will be rejected.
All right, sir. Well, let me see if I can get you maybe a full refund, since the 75 is not to your liking, sir. Give me one brief moment. All right, sir.
Yeah.
I was able to issue a full refund. I just had to go and put in my override code. Give me one brief moment while I notate your account, sir.
All right.
All right, sir. Your account has been fully refunded. You can expect that refund in the next 3 to 5 business days. The refund email confirmation has also been sent. You can find that in your spam or junk folder if you don't see it in your main email folder. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.